we will be mounting an effort to see that bill go away in other entities. So that would be my position with this board. I am really torn between the two, but the Regional Orderly Growth Initiative concerns me terribly for our Story County and its future successes.
Mr. Chairman, do you mind if I add to that?
Go ahead.
Austin Osborne for the record. So kind of listening to Commissioner Gilman's thoughts on this, I just want to add two on this. There was a lot of support for 63. So just because it didn't pass didn't mean it wasn't supported. If this board were to decide to go stay opposed to 81, I still believe that there are folks down there that would work to try to get 63 language in 81 if 81 were to pass, regardless of our position. So I don't believe, I could be wrong, but I don't believe that the 63 merging with 81 is dependent on this board going either neutral and supportive. If this board were to go opposed, I think that success potentially could happen, and this board could still continue to support a position that may put the county in a better position in the future, being against 81.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Does that open up any more discussion for you?
Well, here's my thought. My thought is that we should make no change in our position at this meeting because we haven't seen any language. We haven't seen any. I don't see any reason for us to change our opposition to 81 at this point, especially considering the history that we've had with Senator Daley, where we made very clear the things that would make it more palatable to us, and he chose to ignore those when he introduced the bill. Yeah. And so with that in mind, I don't see any value in changing our position at this point. We leave full-throated opposition to 81, and if something changes down the road, then we revisit it. We meet often enough that we can adapt to if that's something we have an appetite for in the future.
All right. Thank you, Vice Chairman. That works for me. So you want some direction on SB 81?
That would be great. Manager? Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm hearing to oppose.
Yes.
Do you want me to go over all of them just once again as a recap when you're ready to make a motion?
Go for it.
Okay.
Well, I'll go to public
whenever you're ready.
Before that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Then I'll go to public comment.
So I'm hearing 81. We're going to oppose. And then, of course, if something really significant happens, we could always revisit it. 63 died. 143, support. That would be AB 143. SB 81, just for the record. AB 47 to support. SB 432 is dead. SB 394, the board is not taking action at the time, just watch and monitor. And the rest of them are dead.
All right. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding any of these bills that we're currently keeping an eye on right now?
For the record, Hugh Gallagher, I completely concur with Commissioner Gilman's assessment of SB 81. It's a train wreck. Skip Daley is not our friend. We're going to be in a minority position for years to come, and I strongly suggest that the commission do what they can to die this thing at all costs. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Not seeing any. You're pretty clear on a motion. Okay.
All right. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to direct staff to continue their efforts in support or opposition of the various bills that we discussed, specifically to continue to support AB 143 and AB 47, to continue opposition to SB 81, and to monitor SB 394.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. All right, moving on to item number 14, which is discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval to proclaim May 2023 as the Nevada Wildfire Awareness Campaign in Story County.
Honey Menifee for the record. Wildfire can threaten Nevada communities and impact homes, property, and human life. The key to minimizing wildfire impact in Nevada is proactive communities that take steps to prepare. In response, representatives of Nevada's local, state, and federal firefighting agencies, wildfire-prone communities, and the University of Nevada, Reno Extension have conducted a wildfire awareness campaign every May since 2006. This year, the message is protect our home, prepare for wildlife. Megan Kay is here from the University of Nevada, Reno, Living with Fire program, and if you would like to come on up.
Thank you, honey. And thank you, board. For the record, yeah, I'm Megan Kay, Outreach Coordinator for the Living with Fire program at the University of Nevada, Reno Extension. I just want to thank you and also thank Chief Funker and Honey for their efforts in getting this proclamation in front of you. Like Honey stated, wildfire is a challenging issue. It's getting more challenging. And so our theme this year, Protect Our Home, Prepare for Wildfire, is meant to engage and empower residents not to just to take responsibility for their own homes and properties, but to acknowledge that we're in it together and that we have a better chance of mitigating the risk of catastrophic wildfire if we work together as a community. This year is a historic year. We're seeing lots of precipitation, and historically in the Great Basin, our worst fire years have happened in 1 to 2 years after these record precip years. So I just want everyone to take that into consideration and consider this a call to action that this year, this coming season, and then also next year are going to be potentially very challenging for us in the Great Basin for wildfire. So we got to look to each other and look to the science. At UNR Extension, we bridge the gap between science and action, and we bring science-based publications to residents to help empower them. And the science tells us that wildfire and fire is an important process in our ecosystems, but it doesn't necessarily mean that catastrophic wildfires are inevitable. With a coupled approach of managing vegetation and shoring up our structures, we can mitigate the risk and potential loss of life of wildfire. So thank you.
Thank you for coming to the meeting today.
Thank you. Chief, did you want to add?
Jeremy Longcar, fire chief for the record. And it was very well stated, and I just want to reiterate that. Although we woke up to snow this morning, Nevada's climate in general is very dynamic, and it changes. And a commissioner said here a while ago, he goes, when it's wet and snowy, we still got to worry about fire when it equally as when it's dry. And it's just because what was stated, it's the vegetative growth and how every year we have to stay vigilant and stay within that defensible space guidelines which we provide. And I want to remind the community that our U-Call U-Haul trailers are out there. We've sought out other grant funding to expand on that program. So please utilize that and do the work around your house to help protect your structure, and we're there to assist you the whole time. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Anything else, honey?
I have the proclamation here. Do you want to approve it before I read it, or do I read it and then you approve it?
Why don't we approve it and then you'll read it? Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for honey?
I have no questions. Thank you, honey.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I don't have any questions, but I was just going to mention, we don't have that much land. We live right here in town on less than a quarter acre, but we got our chickens out free ranging, and those things are little rototillers, and they love the greenery, and if they eat it when it's small, we don't have the weeds like we normally do. So I'll just throw that out there, you know, using the animals to keep your vegetation down. Saves you a little bit on food and is a nice way to help clear that space.
What happens to the retired rototillers? Fried chicken? Just curious. Thank you. I don't have anything. Is there any public comment regarding this proclamation? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Sure. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve the proclamation of May 2023 as the Nevada Wildfire Awareness Campaign in Story County.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Now you can read the proclamation now that it's official.
All right. Thank you. Story County Proclamation in support of the Nevada Wildfire Awareness Campaign May 2023. Whereas wildfire significantly impacts Nevada's environmental, economic, and social well-being, and whereas residents must prepare to survive wildfire by ensuring proper management of vegetation surrounding the home and appropriate home construction and maintenance to resist ignition, and whereas residents need to work together to prepare their homes and communities to survive wildfire and commit to being fire adapted, and whereas residents can save precious time in an evacuation by preparing a go bag and family evacuation plan ahead of time, therefore the Story Board of County Commissioners proclaim the month of May 2023 as the Nevada Wildfire Awareness Campaign. And this year's banner theme is Protect Our Home, Prepare for Wildfire. As a means for education and a call for residents of Story County to work together to be ready for wildfire. Passed, approved, and adopted this 18th day of April 2023 by the Board of County Commissioners of Story County. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to do photo op? You ready?
Am I?
Yep.
Fix your hair.
Alright, so this is our banner this year.
Thank you.
I'll let you go around.
Stand next to legal counsel.
Feel safe.
I do.
Hold on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming up.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right. We're all over the place today. Item number 13 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 15, which is discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible approval of the modified fiscal year 2023 through 2029 Story County Fire Protection District Capital Improvement Plan, including facilities, infrastructure, plans and studies, staffing and equipment, and vehicles. Chief.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcore for the record. So this is the final approval. So this is when after multiple additions, and like you know, all CIPs are, they're very fluid. They change with need and finances, right? So in looking at this, I just want to outline just a couple of these that have been recent additions that have not been presented to this board yet prior to approval. And if we look under the equipment, we are looking at with always if funding is available, and a way to relieve some of the stressors we put on the shop of moving in a district mechanic with a vehicle and starting that tool build up as well as a potential building in the future. Those are lofty goals, but it's one that we do need to address in time. The shop is, we call it another fire station because a lot of times it's filled full of blue equipment. So that is us kind of taking our part of that and alleviating some of that work on the shop. In addition to that, there's a couple little things. This winter has really opened our eyes on some of our capabilities during wintertime. Much like the sheriff's office with the tracks for his side-by-side, we did put those in there, as well as a wheeled skid steer loader. And a replacement of our loader that we currently have down in 72. It is getting very dated. Unfortunately, we had multiple incidents where we needed that piece of equipment this winter to help with some of our emergency calls, and it was broke down. So unfortunately, it is just dated, so we did put in some replacement stuff in there for it, but several years down the road, we'll keep band-aiding it together. And the last thing really is in the operational improvement under the staffing. That's where you're going to see the mechanic that was put in there. And also to transition our current fuels, the guys that are NV Energy funded, to district funded. Now, just because I'm moving them under the district as full-time positions doesn't mean we're going to stop seeking funding for them. Just like other items in here, the skid steer loader, the Station 72 loader replacement, and as well as these individuals, we're going to continue to pursue money and alternative means to finance these. The NV Energy program has been huge for us to help build our heavy equipment program, and hopefully it'll continue for, they estimate, another 10 to 14 years potentially. But moving our staff under the district, if we can support them, just increases the capability of the Story County Fire Protection District, and it also provides some securities for our staff that we're now 2 years into this project and have been doing an amazing job. That fuels program has performed tons of community outreach, have removed a lot of hazardous fuels, and we'll continue to do that. But those were the modifications from last time that this document was presented, and I'll take any questions you may have on it.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Chief?
I have no questions. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, excuse me.
Yeah, thank you. Chief, I know that we're in a bit, just like with the county, we're in a bit of a state of flux as far as future revenues and those kind of things. And I'm just curious, you know, if on a trying to get some context on how confident you are, how reasonable you think it is to be able to support these addition that future revenues will be able to support these additional expansions to the capabilities of the fire district.
An excellent question, Commissioner. So this is where right now there's so much unknown that this document does change quite a bit. We've moved stuff over that we haven't been able to get because funding didn't come into place. We bought stuff that has been ahead because, you know, we've been vigilant and looking for other alternative funding and been able to acquire it early. It's very hard to say. In looking at what our estimates are, TRI's a unique beast. In which it has a lot of focus right now, especially politically, because of the money that could come out of that. We know that it's a domino effect as well with some of the abatements out there. More and more companies are coming in all the time. Our inspectors are extremely busy. So we do take that into consideration of what are our projections. You pay for 6 new staff this year. That is just a cost that we continue to build on every year. It isn't like buying a piece of equipment where it's a one-time expense. Staffing's very difficult that way because that's always going to continue to increase that salary and wages within our budgets. But right now, just based off growth and what we can have, I feel fairly confident in it. I'm born and raised in Nevada, but I'm not a gambler, so I wouldn't say that, you know, 100% we can follow this to the letter. Because things do change. However, we'll adapt. We'll bring it back in front of the board every year prior to our final budget being approved for not only your comment, the community's comments, but we can evaluate the finances and just make sure it is a good way to go.
Great. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions for you, Chief, at the moment. Are we doing a motion on this?
I think so.
Yes.
Is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any public comment. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the modifications on the fiscal year 2023 to 2029 Story County Fire Protection District Capital Improvement Plan, or CIP, including facilities and infrastructures, plans and studies, staffing and equipment and vehicles.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number 16, this discussion only, Story County Fire Protection District 2022-2023 budget versus actuals for third quarter. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. Maybe to give a little highlight to what Chief Lunkar was talking about, I'll talk about the revenues for the third quarter first for the fire district. With 75% of the year behind us as of March 31st, the Fire General Fund has collected approximately 126% of the budgeted revenues. It's important to note that these revenues, the property tax and auxiliary taxes, come from projections from the Nevada Department of Taxation. We, as a whole, continue to collect more than they are projecting that we will. I think that's a testament to what's happening out in the park and overall continued growth of Story County. With that, that 126% also does not include the transfer in from mutual aid. That transfer in has to go into the general fund and then out to the various other funds where the chief would like to see that money lie. And right now he's trying to build up his capital projects fund, as he stated, to build on his capital projects plan. As well, other high revenue sources, intergovernmental funding is approximately 118% of the budgeted, and this time last year the general fund was at 90% collected of what was budgeted. So we're seeing a large growth this year. The expenses in the general fund, again, with 75% of the year behind us, there's approximately 34% of the budget expenses left available. In wages and benefits, we're trending right where we expect to be at 26% available. Service and supplies has approximately 40%. Chief Lunkar continues to purchase conservatively, and there are some items that he waits to make sure that there's going to be money available with no emergencies that had come about for that are one-time purchases. And the grant fund, this grant fund was set up mainly to track grants, but especially the NV Energy grant. Currently, this fund's expenses are at 30% available, and the revenue side has approximately 50% budgeted amounts collected, and this is what we expect. There's always a lag from month to month in the billing and receipts of those revenues. That's all I have for the fire district. If you have any questions for me.
Thank you, Comptroller. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Comptroller or the Chief?
No questions, thank you.
All right. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
Comptroller, in the Fire District General Fund, are there structural differences that may account for some portion of that that additional revenue, the excess revenue that we're seeing, things where we change things over, reassign positions, so on and so forth, or is that primarily from excess revenues from existing sources?
It's primarily from excess revenue of existing sources. A big place where revenue has also increased that I just thought of now and didn't make a note is the licensing and permits, and we budgeted that extremely